Calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to know. I got a charge on my account, my checking account. Who are you?
This is a third-party call center, and we work for many different companies. If I'm able to get a zip code, I could pull up an account for you.
90804.
And may I please have your first and last name?
Nona Cleveland.
All righty, and are you able to verify the address for security purposes, please?
1775 Ohio Avenue, Unit 412.
Okay, I do
Long
see this.
Beach.
Yeah. I do see this account. Give me 1 second while it loads up. Okay, I do see this account. I also do see on here where you got the Ava skin cream and you paid for the trial of these items. And what happened was you did have a trial, 22. You ordered this on the 6th. Let me see.
What?
So you had like a 14-day trial of this supply. Let me see how many days you had of this. Give me 1 second. You don't have the Ava skin cream?
Ava skin cream?
The skin cream.
I got it. I didn't want it. Because I sure don't know nothing about it. I don't bring up. And I see you guys charged me twice.
Yes, ma'am. That was for two different products. It was for the skin cream, yeah. And the other one was for the eye serum. That's why you would charge those.
I wouldn't take $94 to be charged for nothing like that.
Right.
I mean, if you got there by mistake, because I sure don't want it. Okay, it says Ava, right?
Ava skin cream, and you had a 14-day trial, and if you didn't call and cancel from the 14 days of the day you ordered it, they'll bill you the full cost of that bottle that you received in the trial, and every 30 days, mm-hmm. they will send you a new bottle at full cost until you call and cancel.
Okay, take it off my account, please.
Oh, ma'am, there's no refunds.
Well, I'll get it not charged on my account.
On our side, that charge is already approved.
No, it's not.
On our side.
On your side, yeah. Well, and you guys, then the whole thing, you charge each one of these items the same amount, two things, right?
Ma'am, they're the same prices.
So what if you can't return them, you got them anyway, right?
Yes, ma'am. Did you say you didn't order these?
No, I didn't.
So you didn't process those trial orders?
It was by mistake because I wouldn't pay $94 for something like that.
Right, ma'am, but you didn't pay $94 at first. You paid $6.95, and I'm pretty sure that's why you ordered it, because it was $6.95.
Okay, I got you. I'll get my money back because I'm telling them to take it off my checking account. Because I would have never paid $94 for no. I know. Now I know that's a rip-off. Big rip-off. I remember seeing something one time for $6, and this is far from $6. So I'll make sure my checking takes it off.
Okay, ma'am, give me 1 second, please. Okay, as far as the refund, I can give you a 35% refund.
35%, please. No. Okay, the thing, if I ordered something, I wouldn't have paid $90.
I do understand that, but we're really not supposed to do any refunds, and I'm trying to help you out. The highest I can do is a 50% refund.
Then that ain't going to be enough money to replace that $90. No, because they charged me twice. For two things that was supposed to be like $6 each, I imagine. And then they come up, if you don't tell you, you're going to, and $6, come on, people, that's crooked. It is. I'm sorry. I mean, you doing your job. I'm not calling you nothing. But I'm just saying this is the most craziest thing I ever heard. And I thought, why? Would anybody charge me $94.90, whatever it is, on my checking account? And I don't even know what it is. Because I didn't buy anything. If I bought something, it wasn't buying it for $90.
Okay, let me see what my supervisor.
You're doing your job. You can't do nothing. You can't give me my money back. But
let
I'm
me
see
my
sure
supervisor
that,
say, ma'am.
What they're gonna say.
I'm trying to see what she'll say about the refund.
No, all my money back. I would not want no $6, please.
Okay, so she did say I could process a 75% refund.
75%.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So how much is that going to be exactly?
Give me one second. Give me one second. Let me check. It's $71.18 for both of those.
Oh, for both.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
You charge me, if you guys charge me separately $90 from another same area code, so I know it's the same company with a different phone number, but it's the same company, and you
yes,
charge
ma'am.
me.
It's the same product. It was two different products.
But it's the same company, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're going to give me back, you're going to send that to my checking account?
Yes, ma'am.
And that was going to be 70 what?
70, it disappeared. Give me one second. 71.18.
For each one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll tell my banking account because I'm like, really? I don't mind saying, but that was like, are you kidding? That's not right. But I appreciate you and what you've done today to help. I really do. You're very good. I appreciate it. Thank you for your help. And I'll be looking forward to my refund.
You're welcome. Give me one second while I get that done for you. I'm doing that refund for you now.
Okay. Will I get a confirmation number or something?
I can give you a cancellation number.
Or confirmation, whatever, how you put it.
I'm almost done.
Okay.
Okay, I did get that refund done for you. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yeah.
It's going to be CS and Charlie.
Yes.
Give me 1 second. 662.
662.
980.
980.
976.
976. Now, are they going to send that back to my checking account? Or
yes, ma'am. It's going to, whatever account it got taken out of, it will go back.
Okay. All right, so that'd be for both those charges. I got charged twice, so, right, $71 each. All right. Well, thank you, dear, for your time and your patience, and appreciate you working so hard to get this done for me.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.